you south of the rim, the Mogollon Rim, you're going to pay for that heat by trying to run your air conditioner. And we address this. I have a seminar that I do, the 10 things homeowners do wrong. And I'm going to update that presentation. I'm going to update it. 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong on their electric bill. 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong with their plumbing system. 10 things Arizona homeowners do with the outside maintenance of their residence. Because it's building out quickly. Hey, it's Rosie on the House. We're celebrating 25 years of working very hard to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We are in the middle of a conversation. If you're just joining us, we had Kristen calling from Phoenix. We're going to bring her back into the conversation. Today's topic is saving money on your utility bill, and we're trying to keep you homeowners from making silly mistakes in investments, things you'll never get a return on. So, Kristen, I'm going to reintroduce you to my expert, Mr. Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems. For those of you that would like to get a hold of Steve, he's going to be here for this next hour. When we're off air, you can reach him at 602-799-5656, your website.
Or you can go to cheaperutilitybill.com. Okay. Those are singulars.
Can we reset the case with Kristen for those of the listeners that have just tuned in?
Well, Kristen, I had the calculator flying during that break to try to better understand your bill. And your usage is very high for a month when we really don't do much heating or cooling. It represents your base load, and you're using 3,000 kilowatt hours, which is 2,000 more than a house like that should use. So,
okay.
And you've got dual energy. Most of it's gas.
That really?
Right.
That
is really outrageous. Your usage is high. Why? I'm not sure, but there's something being used when that house is at rest that's using all that power. You said you had done several things from the utility. Have you had an energy analysis where they came out and check your ductwork and that?
I have not. That was going to be our next step.
And here's just a question for you. Because you're kind of familiar with your noon to seven rate, do you know what you pay for a kilowatt hour during off peak versus on peak?
You know, I used to, but I think they just switched it on us, and I'm not sure. I would have to go back and look at it again.
Well, and I just want to give you that number so that you can see the difference. In off peak, you're being charged 6 cents a kilowatt hour. In on-peak, 24 cents, four times as much. And I say that to say this. If you'd like to live cooler than 77, by all means do it.
Do it.
You're storing off-peak 6 cent kilowatt hours in the structure of the home that will absorb heat during that on-peak time.
Okay.
When you get home at night, how warm is that house? I understand.
In the middle of the summer.
Yeah, in the middle of the summer.
I've looked at it. July, and I'm usually in the house about 85 to 87.
Oh man, that's hard to come home to, isn't it?
And you're still getting a $500 bill.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there, Chris, and I wish I could help you more, but there's just something wrong.
There's
there.
A base load there, and we even asked Kristen during the break what her January, February, March bills were. They're high.
Yes.
When we ought not be pulling any power at all. Kristen, do you have a programmable thermostat?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned that you turn the thermostat up when y'all leave early in the morning.
Correct.
Okay. You're losing about 5 or 6 hours of efficient cooling that you could be pumping into this house. If you would program the thermostat to go to even lower than 77, set it. And this is where homeowners look at me like I've got two heads. Turn the thermostat down at 705 to 72 or 73 degrees.
Whatever you find comfortable. Okay, don't go beyond your comfort zone.
Okay. Then tell your programmable thermostat to let it creep up to about 80 between noon and 7. But the more cooling you have in that house at 11:59 a.m., the less expensive electricity you're going to buy until 7:01.
Okay. And this so we're being told to do the opposite. So.
I know. And so we're going to ask you to do this. But I do want to do this. Because you called, because these bills are outrageous, and because you need a whole house energy audit, I want you to call Rias. Babe, do you have that number handy? Can you get it? Rias is the Rosie Certified Home Energy Audit Company. They normally charge $99 for this. I'm going to pay for your inspection. You're going to get the home energy audit inspection for free.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and I don't have Rias's number memorized. Jennifer's pulling. I tell you what, we'll mention it on air here in a minute. You have some base load that's running all the time. It's either a big, it's not a hole in a ductwork. Because it's high in the winter.
Right, because it's high when we're not heating or cooling. The base load is still high. Something's consuming the power.
Here you go, Kristen.
Well, here's the number, 480-969-7500.
All right, Kristen, when you make that call, just tell them, let's see, I need to give you a secret password or every listener is going to be calling Rias today for a free inspection because they said Rosie could have it.
Julie will take care of that.
All right, Kristen, here's what you're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. My daughter Peanut's going to pick you up, and she's going to give you my mother's maiden name. And that will be the key for you getting your free home energy audit inspection. Thanks for the call. I know we can save
Thank you
money.
I appreciate it.
All right, dear. All right, let's get back to topic here a little bit. We're talking about electricity as a commodity. We're talking about storing the cooling. We're talking about buying it cheap, letting the house sleep when it's expensive.
Before we do that, I'd like to reach out one more time to Kristen.
Oh, you want me to bring her?
I'm sure she's still listening.
Okay, she is.
Don't spend any money improving anything in your home until you find out what's consuming that power when your heat and air conditioning is not running. Because odds are, if you hitting the right thing, are slim to none. So, other than like the Rias, those are such good basics to do. But no new air conditioners, nothing like that. There's something else going on.
And ordinarily, we would always jump to the circulating pump on the water heater.
Yeah, that's a gas water heater.
That's the first villain.
Yep.
They're running that thing full time,
24/7.
That's adding $100 a month to the bill just by itself, right there.
Yep.
She has a gas water heater.
Yep.
So that's
eliminates
not it.
That.
The next thing we go to is a swimming pool pump that's running 24/7. She says she only runs it at night.
Correct.
And it's a crowded house.
She's still using 3,000 kilowatt hours in the winter months when she's not heating or cooling.
I think the dogs are turning the thermostat down when she's gone.
Could be. So maybe CFLs are the answer to this one. Her, just for on the math end of it, her average on that last bill was 13 cents a kilowatt hour. That's when you take on-peak and off-peak considerations. Which means as good as she was, it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Managed correctly, we ought to get that down to about eight cents. So that would be a savings for her of almost 40%.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to work on it. We're going to put it to work. But right now, we're going to pitch out to Romy, who's joining us from Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Romy, give us an update on what's going on at the YCCA Home Show.
Well, I mean, as always, I'm sitting here in Bear Propane waiting for a hot dog. They always have their big grill display out with the big pink Bear Propane truck right out on the west side of the valley. But I have a quick story, if I may, for Mr. Kep in studio.
I'm listening.
When you switched, when we moved homes and you moved our Advanced Home Systems unit, you know, last year, we did it before the summer got hot, and our, you know, we've got we're about a 2,000 square foot home, a little less, plus a live-in quarter that's plugged directly in, all electric, you know, in-law quarters. And the back in our high bill last year was about $320. Well, at some point over the winter months when it wasn't running and the heat, the closed heater wasn't heating, somebody had turned the unit completely off. And I just forgot about it because we weren't running any air conditioning anyway. Well, I got the reminder that it was turned off when our May bill came in for $450.
That'll do it.
Ouch.
That'll do it.
I can only imagine what the high summer bill in July is going to be without it.
Yes, sir. So I've had several customers do that. They go, well, how do I know it's saving anything? You shut it off for 30 days. You will know. The utility will notice you, give you notice.
So I appreciate it, and the little testimonial for our in-studio guest. But, you know, we've got just a beautiful display today. Always a little breeze in Prescott Valley this morning. A couple scattered clouds, beautiful day to be out and about. And anything for your household, castle, or cabin. I was just in Arizona Rebath Trailer, one of the oldest, nearly chartered members of Rosie on the House, you know, dating back probably 20 years now. They've got a beautiful mobile showroom that's right out here next to Barrett's Propane. And then you move inside and you've got Vicente Landscaping for design and installs and green model for home energy audits in northern Arizona. You've got Century Painting, Dave Barry's here. You know, a great host of Rosie Certified Partners, along with, you know, everything else for a good mountain life. Bingham Tractor Supplies here, and got a beautiful outdoor place that I'm going to go check out next. So it's Glassford Hill Road. If you're not familiar, or if you want to come up and you've thought about moving to the Prescott area, it's a great opportunity to come and preview what's available.
Fantastic. Romy, thanks for checking in. That's from Tim's Toyota Center, the YCCA, Yavapai County Contractors Association Home Show, going on this weekend on Glassford Hill Road. That's right off Highway 69. You can't miss it if you're going into Prescott, just as you're going through Prescott Valley. When we get back, we're going to go down to Sonoyta and talk to Robert about how solar figures into all this calculation when we get back here at Rosie on the House.